Part 3. The captain told his men to bring him 38 big oil jars. He filled one of the jars with oil and told his men to climb into the others. Then he put the jars on donkeys. He dressed himself as a merchant and rode to Ali Baba's house. Morgiana opened the door.
"I'm an oil merchant,"
he said.
"All the hotels in the city are full, and it's late. Can the master of the house give me a bed for the night?"
Ali Baba was happy to help the merchant.
"Tell him to leave his jars downstairs,"
he said to Morgiana. After dinner, the captain went downstairs and whispered to his men in the jars.
"When I say it's time, break the jars and come upstairs."
Then he went to bed. Morgiana was in the kitchen. She wanted to make some soup, but she didn't have any oil.
"The merchant's jars are full of oil,"
she thought.
"I'll take some from one of them."
She took her pan and went downstairs. While she was closing the door, a voice from inside one of the jars said,
"Is it time yet?"
She was very surprised. She answered,
"No, it isn't time yet."
She went to another jar. A voice said,
"Is it time yet?"
She gave the same answer as before. She went to the other jars, one by one. She heard the same question from inside each one, and she gave the same answer. Only one jar didn't speak. She opened it. It was full of oil. She filled her pan and went back upstairs.
"The merchant wants to kill my master,"
she thought.
"I must do something."
She heated the oil on the fire until it was very hot. Then she went downstairs and poured some of the boiling oil into each of the jars.
"Now we are all safe and I can sleep in peace,"
Morgiana said to herself. At midnight, the captain came downstairs.
"It's time,"
he whispered. Nothing happened. He opened one of the jars and looked inside. He was horrified. He looked inside the other jars. All his men were dead, boiled in oil.
"Ali Baba is a dangerous man,"
he thought, and he ran back to the forest. Ali Baba saw the jars the next day and asked Morgiana,
"Why are the merchant's jars still here?"
Morgiana showed him the bodies in the jars.
"Well done! You are a very clever girl,"
Ali Baba said. Many months passed. The captain changed his name to Khawaja Hussein and bought a shop in the market square. He sold the cloth and carpets from the cave. He became friends with the other shopkeepers. One of them was a young man. One day, Ali Baba visited the young man's shop. The captain saw him. Later, he asked his young friend,
"Who was that man in your shop today?"
"That was my father, Ali Baba,"
the boy replied. The captain was surprised.
"That's interesting,"
he thought. He still wanted to kill Ali Baba. Some weeks after that, Ali Baba's son went to his father and said,
"Father, I would like to invite my friend Khawaja Hussein to dinner tomorrow."
"Of course,"
replied Ali Baba.
"I'll ask Morgiana to make something special to eat."
The next evening, the captain arrived at Ali Baba's house. When Morgiana saw him, she said to herself,
"This is the merchant who wanted to kill my master. He has another plot. I must do something."
She served dinner, and then she put on a very beautiful dress. She went to the cook and said,
"Tonight I'm going to dance for our master's guest, and you're going to play the tambourine for me. Come, let's go to them now."
Morgiana danced some beautiful dances. The last one was very exciting. She had a dagger in her hand. After this dance, Morgiana took the tambourine from the cook and went to the men. Both Ali Baba and his son put a gold coin in it. Then she went to the captain. He put his hand in his pocket to take out some money. But just at that moment, Morgiana took her dagger and plunged it into his heart. He fell to the floor, dead. Ali Baba was shocked.
Morgiana, why did you do that?
He said.
He was the captain of the band of thieves, and he wanted to kill you,
she replied. She lifted the man's jacket and showed Ali Baba the knife in his belt.
You are a very clever woman, Morgiana,
he said. Then he looked at his son and said to him,
Son, you must marry Morgiana. She is the cleverest woman in Persia.